Because it's true. Listen, this thing is called wine. This thing called beer is an all-strong drink. The latest is raging in America today, and it's an abomination. I said it was an abomination in the eyes of God. God not pleased with that. People will deceive you, and they'll tell you that we need the taxes that the booze brings in. Brother, that's the biggest lie out of hell that this preacher has ever heard. I tell you that they can't even begin to repay in taxes for broken homes. Did you hear what I said? They can't even in a moment, in years and years, pay for the bigger jails that they're building, and they have to build them bigger, they're building more rest homes, and that's just what they are. For these folks, beloved, they're gone out, and they got out from the mercy of the people, and they're building their mercy, so to speak, in this life. I tell you, beloved, it's wrong in the eyes of God, and people are being deceived. The only thing that will help that you get, beloved, by the grace of God, the only thing that is helped is the man that owns the liquor store, the man that owns the booze joint, and the speakeasy, and a lot of these so-called all-day, all-night stores. But I tell you today, by the grace of God, there are not a thing in the world but glorified beer joints. And you can just better put it in your pipe and smoke it if you smoke it, if you do even that long. Did you hear what I said? I said, even that's wrong, and God's not pleased with it. Praise be unto God. The more whiskey you have, the more beer you have, brother, crime is on the increase. In America, in the world, in Jackson, Tennessee, where I live, it's getting aware that you can't even honest people, decent people, men and women, they walk down the street like some drunkard in Charleston, and brother, you voted for it. I ask you again, would you vote for this? Would you vote for your sons to be drunkards and murdered? Yes, that's what I said, and murdered. I tell you, it'll make you blind with passion. It'll make you attract your wife. It'll make you beat up on your children. It'll make you spend your money and your little children. They'll go hungry, and that's an abomination in the eyes of God. The only one that is helping is the bear band. And brother, I tell you, God is not going to let them go unpunished. That stand there behind the desk, behind the counter, that got a smile on his face, and it's straight out of hell. Did you hear what I said? Got his necktie on and a white shirt, and no doubt he's got his name on some church book, but I tell you, today, by the grace of God, God don't know him, and God said no part in a business like that, because he let it be his own. And there's no other way out of it. The wine is a monster. Her strong grace is raising. And the Bible says that whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. America is not wise. How do you know about the grace of God? Every county that has the filthy mess, it's not wise. It's of the devil's crowd. It's shouting out of hell. And the letters, and God not pleased with it, and you came down upon yourself, upon your family, upon your community, upon the state. You're bringing damnation and the condemnation of God down upon you, beloved, when you don't stand up on your hind legs and preach the gospel and tell the world. I don't care how it's created. I don't care who the sheriff is. I don't care who the church is. If they stand for this mess, beloved, they ought to be out of office. They ought to be out somewhere picking up peanuts, picking peas, picking cotton, busting rocks, because they stand in condemnation of God. you vote for that system coming? Would you vote for little children? You hear me now? I want you to understand what I'm saying. How would you vote for little children to go hungry, or ragged and naked? Listen, I saw little children hungry. I saw them ragged. I saw them naked. Because mama and papa couldn't stay away from the booze. So it, my, you talk about child abuse. The welfare program ought to get it on this. When I have you to know, because that's the greatest child abuse that I know of. To take the money that you have and to give it to the father down there in Manchester, Georgia, all the hell holes and the hogs and dogs, and let your little children go barefoot in the cold and in the wintertime. That's a little stomach ache, and when because they don't have any food in the house, and let them be cold in the wintertime, because there's no money for fuel, there's no money for anger, to keep the little bodies warm, because the mama and papa has got to let the bug, and they crazy, they tell me to get a hold of you, and you crazy, and you got a hell mess in the lot of your children. But the night that you tell me that you would vote for something like this, then I say today, about the grace of God, you need to have your head examined. Yes, you do. And more than this, beloved, you need to get down on your knees and cry out to it all. Almighty God, the God, have mercy upon me. Oh, Lord Jesus, that I might be the father I need to be, that I might be the mama that I need to be, that I might be able to overcome the craving of that hell stuff. A man alive, they tell me that it's a disease. That's a lie, and the devil thought that one up. It's not a disease. Listen to me. A lot of disease we have in the land, and they're unpreventable. Listen, this stuff can be prevented. You don't have to take the first dose, and that's what makes you a doctor. It's not the first dose. It's not the second dose. It's the first drink, because if you didn't take the first drink, you wouldn't have any need of the second one. What you need to do, brothers and sisters, men and women and children, and you that got your name on the touch book, you voted for the stuff, then you ought to take them off, get your name off the book, the touch house until you get right with God. I said you need to get right with God. Today, now, the grace of God, would you vote for Heartbreak Summit? Fathers and mothers and fathers, children, go wrong, would you? How many a mother has believed? How many a father has believed? And they went to an early grave because they put the children up to booms, and they went wrong, and it grieved their hearts, their mind, their body, and their soul, and they went down to an early grave. Would you vote for that? I ask you now. That they would you vote for young women to become widows at an early age? Well, that's what I said. I said, would you vote for young women to become widows at an early age? Because Papa, he got the hit in the Bible, you know. And first thing you know, he got the little lesson after some old country called Dallas, and he went across the hill, so to speak. And that left the poor little mother with the children to do in this wicked world the very best that she could, and for hardship upon them. Would you vote for that? Listen, would you vote? I want you to hear me now. Would you vote for your wives and mothers and daughters? You hear what I said? Would you vote for your wives and mothers and daughters to be the victims the righteous shall what I that's what I'm saying. Listen, a man full of whiskey, a man full of beer, an individual full of wine, beloved, listen, the very eyes of the things out the animal in them, and they might attract your wife, my wife, your children, a person on the God, listen, how would you vote for that stuff then, when the lady, how many races are losing the world today, and probably list her for wine and beer, and once it does as hell as the other, God alone, I ask you, would you vote for that thing? Well, listen to me now, don't you turn me off. I said, don't turn me off. Turn Jesus in. What you need is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's the cure, I tell you. That body's not the cure. Jesus is the cure. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. I tell you, beloved, what you need is Jesus, Jesus. Listen, what you want for your boys and girls and men and women. Now, brother, this is going to shock you. Would you both find to go to hell? Well, that's what I said. Brothers and sisters, would you both find to go to hell? Well, listen, preachers and preachers, what are you talking about? Well, the Bible said, I got it in writing. Hallelujah. Yeah, I got it in writing. It's inspired. I said the inspired word of God. Listen, what God said is true. His word is true. He's big enough to back up every bit of it, and he will. You can't turn it off, and you can't do away with it. You can cut your eyes, and you can look the other way, but God's word is still true. So I ask you again, I want you to listen, I want you to sink in. Would you vote for your girls and men and women to go to hell? Well, listen, hell is an awful place. Hell is where they're screaming to the top of their lungs. Hell is where the beer starts. There won't be any beer starts. The operators may be there. The beer bone mongers may be there. The fellow that stole the mess, if he don't repent, the sinner will be there. But there's no escape of hell. And the Bible said, and I got it in writing, I want to say it again, that no justice, hear me now, no justice shall enter in until the congregation of the righteous. Listen, I know that God can save that drunkard, that man, that poor wretched woman, that boy, that girl, that fell off of the right path and got in the wrong crowd. I know that God is able to save them and bring them back. But listen, a lot of wounds hear God's word. A lot of them snatched out and fell in this dirt and go down to hell.
Abomination.
value in the eyes of God. And I said, well, we had the bootlegger work, so we did. But I'll tell you this, the bootlegger works right. He stands condemned in the eyes of God. I know this. But he's just as wise, he's just as respectable in the eyes of God as that low-down rascal that stands on the corner and swinging and got his sign out first and come on in, come on in. And pimping my mother, my son, your children, boys and girls, and our churches. Beloved, that man is just as rotten as hell, and he's more dangerous than a rattlesnake. Certainly, we used to have bootleggers back in the river bottom, and a lot of that could have been done away with if the elected person, you heard what I said, if they had really tried. Most of the time, they knew every bootlegger in the community, they knew wherever West the steel was, but they had their hand out and the guns, and that's why they went on and on. We need God's fear of men and women in the offices in the world today. Yeah, that stuff that's laid down in the bottom and they're strained through an old hat. But listen, if just that stuff they sell on the corner and the man of town gives them a license and they decided to permit to sell it, that stuff they sell on the corner will do the same thing. Did you hear what I said? It'll make you beat your wife. It'll make you beat up on your children. It'll make you kiss the dog and even curse God. That's the truth. Because listen, I know I've seen people that lost all line and all reason because of the truth that lives with devil. And then I say again and again and again and again and again, it's an abomination in the eyes of God. I want to tell you something. Man alive, I'm sick. I would hate whiskey. I would hate wine. I would hate beer. I would hate all strong drinks if I never heard of Jesus Christ. If there was no God at all, I would still hate the mess. But praise be unto God. I know that there is a God. I know that His Son, Jesus, came into the world to save even the bootlegger, the man on the street corner that calls himself respectable and lives in a white house upon the top of the hill and drives a Cadillac that was bought, you hear me now, that was bought by the blood, and I said blood, of boys and girls are thrown up and down the highway bed and dying in automobile wrecks, shootouts, and all of this stuff got on by one thing, a strong drink. And it's about a nation, and this nation is not going to come out unscathed because God is not pleased with it. Listen to me now. This country stands condemned before God. Why? Because they've turned God away. They've opened the food houses and they've opened the prostitute houses, my. And the next thing I guess, they'll legalize murder. They might as well legalize it because, listen, it's getting worse all the time and it's got on by strong drink. I ask you again, what do you vote for? What do you vote for men, women, and Christians, boys and girls to go to hell? I said, what do you vote for to go to hell? Well, listen, a lot of you did, and I know a lot of you have got the name on the church book because they tell me it says about 85% of the people in Madison County have voted for it, and probably in your town too. It had to be over 50%, and about 85% had got their name on some church book. I tell you, what you need to do is to get it over in an old-fashioned altar and repent and cry out down to God to get the good of the boys and the girls, the hungry children, to get this off of your hand before it's empty, too late, and you need them to go back to the polls again and hold life. But we don't need that miracle. We don't need them pastors. Listen, the Bible said, woe unto a city that is built by iniquity and a town that is satisfied good. I said, did you hear what I said? But the Bible said that I didn't say it. And beloved, listen, you punches the so-called good times and the people of the people in power that got the wool piled over your eyes. Brother, you need to wake up and see the condemnation that this thing is bringing down upon our country, upon our boys and on our girls. And because of it, a lot of people are going through a devil's hell. What's the most for your daughters to be harder with you now? What's the most for your sons to be constant well with you? What's the most for your little children to go hungry around you and nothing? What's the most for heartbreak and fathers and mothers and fathers and children go around? What's you do that? For young woman to become winners at an early age. I ask you, would you vote for that? Would you vote for your wives and mothers and daughters to be the victim of some clearly hard races? Would you do it? Then we're going to live down, and in that we're going to ask you once again. Would you vote for your boys and girls to go to hell? I said, go to hell. Brother, that's what you done. When you voted for the liquor, you need to get right with God first, and then repent and get up on your hind legs and speak out against this evil, this wickedness, this cursed amongst us that's living all around us and bringing condemnation and sin is running wild. In Madison County, I want you to hear me. The nearest scene, listen, it's running wild. It's got much, much worse. And the last 3 years since they voted the stuff in over here in this county, brother, they are number one. Listen, I'd rather we be number one with Jesus. Praise unto God. What we need to do is to get to be number one with Jesus. The only cure for this stuff. Listen, the AAA may be doing a little good, but they hardly tell anybody. Listen, if you want the cure, you get out on your knees. Hallelujah. And ask the old sailor at home and cry out, Lord, what must I do? I shall be saved. Listen, a doctor, God can save. That justice, hallelujah, and he can enter into the congregation of the righteous. The Bible teaches me it does not lie. Die a justice, no justice enters into. Think about that when you vote for your boys and girls and your neighbors and with your vote, time to go to hell. Listen, let's stand together. For a common cause, hallelujah. A common cause founded on God, on Christ, Jesus, and Christianity. Praise be unto God at this speed. There is no defense. If God is with us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. I had rather live in a shack by the creek, run ragged, the enemy, eat wild. Praise God, be able to praise God and say that I, by my vote, or something that I did, some blood, some boy, and some girl, and to drink and to go down to a devil's hell. Think about that. May God richly bless you. I hope that this message has been a blessing to you. I hope it'll stun you. I hope it'll get you to thinking about the situation. I hope, beloved, that you put the truth upon it. left with the Lord off of the book. May God bless you. Hallelujah. May God bless you today. And we will, if we ask. Thanks, sir. Praise the Lord. Amen.